Moving forward, Mitzvah Hashem, to the next topic on Erev Shabbos, which will be Shalom Bayis and Halakas Neres. We already had mentioned that Erev Shabbos is a time which is very prone to machlekes. As we see from the Gemara, on the top right corner, Hanu Beit Trei De'igibu Husatan Nuchal Beishimshi, that there was a husband and wife that the Satan made issues for them every Erev Shabbos. Vavu Kamintzu B'Hadi Hadati, they would fight, Ikle Rebbe Meir L'Hasam. Rabbi Meir came. Akvinu Tzlasa Beishimshi. He did so for 3 consecutive weeks. Ad Avaluhu Shama, until they made Shalom. Shama the Ka'amar, Rabbi Meir heard the Satan say, Vai, woe to me, the Afki Rabbi Meir Laho Gavam Ibeise, that he drove me away from the house. That's the Gemara. The Tikkun Ezoher says so explicitly in the top and middle column, Vim islik tata b'chayla im barnash im itse, if a person has a machlekes with anybody or with his spouse, the heile shalma ima b'shabbos, to make peace with them for Shabbos Kodesh. Uvidol lesu shula karva l'samham avas chalila, doesn't allow the satan to come in, ulabayla, and to the husband, the ihu gehel acher chilu Shabbos, the im have a regular shamish b'yema d'chayla b'ktatam itse b'fruda, that if he was in a fight with his wife during the week, since it's a zman of tashmishi tamid chachamim, especially it's important to make shalom with one's wife on Erev Shabbos. That Shabbos should be different in gansen from the days of the week, that if even during the week we won't read the whole thing inside, that he is on good terms with his wife or with his friends. Shabbos is the secret of the Shechina, to have even more words of affection and pious for those in the house, and especially the wife, because it's a very special time where the Satan tries to make machlekes. The reason for that, if you take a look at the top left corner, quoting the Sefer, the koyach fun amama, which means the koyach of a mother. Never quoted that before. Ki hamaziki nivru be'er Shabbos bin hashmashos, because the mazikin were created, shteitin avos, that when were the mazikin created? Erev Shabbos bein hashmashos. So therefore, it's a zman of their shlita that they make machlekes bein ish v'ishtoi, right? And a skula for that, which is from the svarim, not just from the koach von mama, that if those who are mechin tzarchei Shabbos behektim, so the more that a person is able to prepare tzarchei Shabbos, that everything should be done early and in advance, practically speaking, it saves from machlekes, but it's also misugul. Svarim say that it's especially misugul to have the Shabbos neir set up early in the day, and that the mapa, that the tablecloth, should also be spread out before chatzais. All this is a skula for Shalom Bayis. Now, why is Shalom Bayis the focus of the machlekes here on Erev Shabbos? The answer is somewhat obvious. It's because of the next Maramakam, which we have on the right column, third Maramakam, a very well-known Maramakom, Adam Harishon, Nero, Shal Oilam Haya, Shenemar, Ner Elikim, Nishmas Adam, Vagarma Lechava, Misa, Lefikach, Masa Mitzvah, Hanyar Leisha. That a woman is chayv in 3 mitzvahs, which we know, Ner, Nida, and Chala. And those are all associated with the Chet Adam Harishon. And since the Chet of Adam Harishon took place on Erev Shabbos, which created a machlekes between Adam and Chava, hence it's a zman built into the Bria for machlekes bein ish v'ishtai. And so Mameila, very much of the Erev Shabbos Avoida surrounds this inyan of the tikkun of the Chet Adam Harishon, which goes into the night, of course, which is with the challah and with the gefen, with the yain. This is all shaykh to the inyan of Adam Harishon Kodem Acher HaChet, because Shabbos is the world of Adam Harishon Kodem HaChet, like we explained in last year's Summer Shurim. So therefore, it's especially important that we look for ways on Erev Shabbos to lift up the vibe, to uplift things, which we have here on the second Maramakam on the right. Matovu manoim shimnashu choshka bazeh sheyikach klei zemer biyodu v'yagum atzmei ba. Right? That a person should play music. It's really based on a makar and a medrash which says that, and this was done in many communities, that they would actually have instruments being played by the Friday night davening, by Kabbalah Shabbos. Right? During the week, the minig is not to because of Chorban Beis HaMikdash. However, since Friday night davening is an inyan of tikkun, it's binyan based on mikdash, so there were communities that they played music. But part of that is that it's an inyan in Erev Shabbos, and so although we may not be musicians and have the time to play music in the home on Erev Shabbos, nevertheless, to have music playing in the home on Erev Shabbos throughout the house, so that, you know, when the wife is working in the kitchen, the stress with the kids and just what goes on in Erev Shabbos, if those who know, those who don't know yet, you'll see a mitzvah Hashem, to have the house in a very lively mood, in a Shabbistic mood, to play Shabbos music, uplifting, it changes everything. The Kayach of Shir is very powerful. Moving along in the Ma'amar Kaimis, getting to some other inyanim. Before we go into the nearest of Shabbos and Mitzvah Hashem, there's a few other things which take place before that. One of them is the concept called Toyameha, which is mentioned in the Yerushalmi, to taste from the foods on Erev Shabbos Kodesh. So if you take a look on the left column, second Maramakom, according to the Arizal, he called HaToyim HaTavshilim Shal Shabbos, tasting the foods on Erev Shabbos. May Erev Shabbos, already on Erev Shabbos, Zoyche L'chaim El Yoinim. As it states, Toyameha, Chaim Zachu, you're Zoyche to a Chaim. And the Mepharshim want to know, what does that mean, that a person is Zoyche to a Chaim El Yoinim? But it's really L'chaim based on what we explained in the previous Shiurim, that what takes place on Erev Shabbos is that there's a change of the guard. The Chiyas which we have during the week is a Guf Dika Chiyas. And the Chiyas of Shabbos is a Neshama Dika Chiyas. So whatever was sustaining me until now is going away. There's a chiluf which is taking place, and a new shayosh of chiyus is coming in. So what happens is that in that twilight zone of losing the chiyus of the week and inviting the chiyus of the neshama, so there's that period which is like baini-baini, where a person needs to almost like sustain himself or like to make a crack and to invite that new chiyus to come in. So by tasting the Shabbos food already on Erev Shabbos, of course it's an Indian of Tosefes Shabbos, but what Tosefes Shabbos is about is that it creates this tzinor to be allow that new chiyus of Shabbos to already come in as that chiyus of the chol is leaving. So that's what it means that he zeichet to chayim ayonim. This chayim, the secret of life of Shabbos Kodesh, is able to make that transition at this time. That's the end of time out. Okay, so now moving, let's move now into the nearest of Shabbos. So to the right column, so we already explained that the mitzvah is on the Isha to light the Neiros, that we know. So on the fifth Maariv Makom, it says, Havi zohir b'tikun ha-ner shel Shabbos, achad l'kasam iha ayde ishtecha. So we know that the woman lights the Neir, but who sets up the Neir is the Baal. The Baal has a chilek in it, is that he's mishtatef in the Neiros Shabbos by setting up the Neir. Well, a very nice Maariv Makom, which we spoke about once by the Shabbos Shurim in the morning, is the Maariv Makom above that, which comes from the Tosfos HaShalim's Perish HaLatayra, Vayihi Babayke Vihinehi Leah, the Inyan of Yaakov and Leah. It says, it's cut off a little bit here, Ube'erev Loi something, Lefi Shemasol HaRachel HaSimanim Shemasol HaYaakov, that Yaakov gave Simanim to Rachel, Uma HaSimanim Nida Chadla V'Hadla Kasanir. The Gemara doesn't tell us what the Simanim were. It just says that Yaakov gave her Simanim. But Tosfos says that it was these three things, Nida, Chala, and Halakas HaNer, which would imply that this took place on Erev Shabbos, and we know that many, many marriages, as the Rama writes, took place on Erev Shabbos. But the reason why it's between Yaakov and Rachel is because we know that the whole Pagam of Adam HaRishon and Chava, which the Ner comes to be Misakein, the Tikkun of that is for Yaakov. We know Yaakov is Shufir the Adam, Yaakov is a Tikkun of that, and Rachel is a Tikkun of Chava, which is why also Avraham says the Zayir and Sarah were on that Madriga as well. And the very first reference which we have to the whole Indian of Ner Shabbos comes from Sarah's tent. And the Imaros were just a Hemshech of that. So since Nidachal HaLakas HaNer is an Indian of Tikkun Adam HaRishon, so we find it Bedafka by the Avos HaKadoshim. The Indian of Ner Shabbos and this light of the home is very profound. And if you take a look on the right column in the next Maariv Makom, Kosta B'Sefer HaBohir Maharam Rakanti, right? These are not just Hasidish sources. She'or HaMeir B'Shabbos Hu HaMor Me'or Shenignaz. The Or HaGanaz, which was buried on, which was created on the first day of creation and buried for Tzadikim, it's Nisgale through the nearest Shabbos. Because on Shabbos Kodesh, it becomes Nisgale that really every Jew is a Tzadik. As the Pasuk says, Va'amech kulam tzadikim, so therefore every single Jewish home is zeichet to the Ner of the Or HaGanaz. This is the Kavod of Shabbos, as the Shteit Medrash, Kavod HaShabbos Heim Neiros Seha, Im Shamartem Neiros Shel Shabbos, Ani Meir Lechem Neiros Shel Tzi, and you have the full version of this Medrash all the way to the left column, the third Mar Makom, Neiros Shel Basav Adam, Shel Cheres, O Shel Nechoishes, Lefi Kvaida Shel Adam, O Kavod Shabbos Neiros Seha, Him Kvaida, Im Shamartem Neiros Shel Shabbos, Ani Meir Lechem Neiros Shel Tzi. You won't need the sun anymore. As a shting pasek, that the aura of Shabbos is very, very great. It's the aura of the Or HaGanos. Now, we'll see some more marmakamis to this effect. Isa bimin hagim, on the bottom right corner. Sheyesh lahalik b'Shabbos not lamid vav neiros. Kidleged lamed vav shaos shishimish or haganas harishon. This should be familiar to us when it comes to Neiros Chanukah, 36 in all. Rav Pinchas Kortzer, he would light 36 Neiros, kineged the 36 shaos. When I was by Rav Chaim Brimzatzal in his home, I counted 32, 33 Neiros when I was there. I probably just miscounted. He probably lit 36 Neiros. And by him, the whole Indian of Neiros was a very, very big avodah. But that's something which I saw myself. Now, other Maamar Kamei is to the left of that, from Sidur Shel Shabbos, to the same effect. As you see in the bold, Sha'al Yedei HaNeiros Shel Shabbos Nucha Lekabel Oira Mehahu Or Shebaruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Yom Rishon HaNigzal LaTzadikim. HaNigzal LaTzadikim. Now, the Oyev Yisrael to the left, to that effect, in the second paragraph, Amnon Ki Be'emes Dizuhu Rak V'Derech Tzedakah. He asks, why do we need? Why do we need Neiros at all? He says, really, you don't need Neiros at all. He says, it's only b'derech tzedakah, and he goes on to say in the bold, the be'emes b'Shabbos ain't tzarech lor haner, ki ha-Shabbos hu kuloi ar. Right? This is the idea. Shabbos is kuloi ar. U'b'yoyim ha-Shabbos nismali oz kol ha-bayis ayra. Like we find by Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu was born, it says, v'teira oisa ki toifu. And Rashi Kornei Chazal says, Nispale Habayis Aira. And we know Moshe is the secret of Shabbos. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chalkai. It's a zman that the whole bias becomes lichtig. And by the way, that's the reason why the Gemara says that near Shabbos is Mishum Shalom Bayis. Because according to the Zohar Kaddish, the Or of Shabbos enters into the home. Like it says in the Pasuk, it says, L'doyroisam b'ris olam. And we spoke about this last year. It comes into the bias. The bias is the keli which receives it. And since Ishti, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi says, Yomei lekarasi Ishti elabesi. I never called her my wife, I called her my bias. So since an Isha is the bias, right, like the Rambam writes, that the reason why Alpipshat, the woman has the mitzvah of lighting in the home, is because that's her domain. She's there. But it's more than that. It's that the Iker Kedusha of Shabbos enters into the home. Like we say in the Zmiras, Kodesh Lachem, Shabbos HaMalka, El Teich Bateichem, L'Haniach Baruch. That the Baruch comes into the bias. We know that Shabbos is the secret of the Malchus, which is the secret of the Isha, it's the Tikkun of the Isha, which is the whole Inyan that she was Pagim, and the Chet of Adam HaRishon, v'chule, v'chule. But there's an Inyan that Shabbos is Kulei Or. And really you don't need the Ner. It's the Inyan of Tztaka, which we'll see momentarily. But really, like the Medrash already had said, that La'asalav HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need the Chama. Hashem says, I'm myself going to be the light. Right? Like the Gemara says in the Sugi of Chanukah, which is also related to the Neiros of Shabbos, that when Klai Yisrael traveled in the Midbar, they didn't really need a fire to go in front of them. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't need a fire in the Mishkan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be Neir himself. And that's really the secret of Shabbos Kodesh. If we take a look at the next Ramakam from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, where he explains that Shabbos wasn't given for tining of Achila and Shtia. It doesn't say the Karasa the Achila Einik, it says the Karasa the Shabbos Einik. So he says in the middle, Imkein Mahu Ha'einik Shalai, El Ha'einik Hu Iker Me Etzem Kedusha Shabbos, De Habayis Shiner Shabbos Doilik Ba, which is in Friday night. O B'yoyim HaShabbos, Or HaYoyim Atzmai, Hu Roimiz L'Or Pnei HaSfiris Mamesh Hu Kodesh Kodashim. And he says the whole ending of Tchumei Shabbos is that this is the extent that the candle is allowed to go, meaning every candle could only shine as far as it's able to. So he says the reason why there's a concept called Tchum Shabbos in Pnimius is because there's an Or, and the Or can only travel 2,000 Amma. So when it ends, that's the end of the Gvul of the Or. Not just some fluffy idea. I mean, there's a mamashis of Shabbos called Or. Shabbos is an Or. And what we see from the Baal Shem Tov and from the Oyev Yisrael is that Friday night is the domain of the Isha, and she lights Neir Shabbos. There needs to be a physical act, which is considered to be like a Nisarusa de la Tata, to allow the Or HaGonos to come in. However, since Shabbos, as we know from last year, is what's called Aliyah Salama, Shabbos is always greater and greater. So if the Friday night candle burns out, what do we have Shabbos day? Torah says you don't need the ner on Shabbos day. Shabbos day is already higher than that. It's the gvul of the ish. And mamila, it's the or is nesmal b'chol habayis. Right? It's much greater than that on Shabbos day. Because the whole secret of Shabbos is that you don't need anything to be ner lechem. You don't need the sun, which is the root of all life in this world. You don't need candles. As Shabbos progresses, so that or strengthens, until you come to Shalosh Shodes, where the minig is to sit in choyshech, as if to suggest that the or is able to penetrate even into the choyshech of the coming week. But we know that also the reason why it's choyshech is because choyshech represents something which you can't understand. So there's an or which is even higher than the or which you have, and that's called choyshech. That's what we know, that we say yoytzer or ruvori choyshech. Right? Yoytzer or. So or is associated with yitzira, ubori choyshech, and bria is associated with choyshech, but we know bria is higher than yitzira. So the Gra and others explain that no, that Yitzira is Or, but when you come to Bria, since you can't be Masig the Or, it's called Choyshech. So this Or Haganas, which we travel with on this Shabbos, brings you until what till Shabbos Shodes, where there's already Ha'ora from the coming Shabbos. Right? Yilmol Yisrael, Shama Yisrael, Shtei Shabbos. The two Shabbos are connected. So since the Or of the next Shabbos is greater, we have no Asaga than now. And Shalosh Shodes is a taste of that. It's a Taimeh Chaim Zachuv next week's Shabbos. So Mamedel is an Indian of Choyshech by Shalosh Shodes time. Now, to further strengthen this point, if you take a look at the bottom right corner from the Ben Ishchai, that we know that the minug of the women is that when they light Neres Shabbos, there's a whole Seder which they do, right? That they do with their hands like that, and then they close their eyes and they cover their eyes, and we know that first they do that, and then they light. First they light, then they do that, and then they make the bracha. It's machlokas and Shulchan Aruch whether or not the Neres Shabbos should be before or after the lighting. Right? So this is almost like a pshara which takes place. But in Pnimius, what's going on is that being that the light of Neres Shabbos is from the Or HaGanos, and nobody could light the Or HaGanos. It belongs to the Ribono Shel Olam. Who can light the Or HaGanos? So that's the pshat. A woman doesn't take credit for lighting the Neres Shabbos. So in order to show that it's not her hadlaka, that she lights it, she closes her eyes and she opens up her eyes. She's like, whoa, there's Neres Shabbos here. Right? It's showing that she's not the Madlik. Really, the Ribono Shel Olam is the Madlik, and now she's just being Nana. It's almost as if it reveals itself b'derech mamela. Just a few added points, that there's a few hidurim when it comes to lighting Neres Shabbos. Shemin Zayis is certainly a hidur. There's an inyan to give tztaka, that a woman gives tztaka by the halakha, and the minig by the Sfar Makdashim, according to them, is to give it dafka, if possible, for tzedakas Rabbi Meir Bal Hanes. And the Chor, based on what we said before, it makes a lot of sense. The first Maramukum we started with, that Rabbi Meir came into the house on Erev Shabbos and he drove away the Satan, which is making Machlaikas. So since the whole Indian of Ner Shabbos is Shalom Bayis, and that's attributed to Rabbi Meir, that's his Kayach, so you have to get back to Rabbi Meir. He's the one who's bringing Shalom Bayis into your house. It's in Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is also the lashon of a great light. Rabbi Meir is an Or Gadol. And as the Gemara says, the Halach is not like Rabbi Meir because his Das, nobody can understand Rabbi Meir. In his Torah, it says Katnas Or with an Aleph, right? It means that he preceded his whole Indian of Kaidin the Chet Adam Arisha. So since Rabbi Meir is the one who's bringing Shalabayas in, so the Tztaka of Neir Shabbos deserves to go to him. A woman should be dressed especially Tznias by the Hadlaka, and she should preferably be in Levushe Shabbos unless she's running short on time. So the Satmar Rebbe's wife once asked him, when am I supposed to wear all this jewelry would you get me? So he said, you should put on all your jewelry when you light the Neir Shabbos. That's the time. It makes a lot, and if you understand the Pnimius with the Chavdal Kishutin and the whole onion of Tikkun Elisha and what that means, it's like, that's Mamash the Zman. It's not to impress anybody else. It's for the Shechina Kedosha. It's Halakas Neir Shabbos. That's the Zman, said the Satmar Rebbe, to do so. What we're seeing, though, of course, is that since the husband is setting up the Neir, right, so there's a shutvis, a back and forth in our chayza, which is taking place, that she gives to him, right, and then it's as if like he's giving back to her. That's really what's going on over here. Now, how many neiros to light? So we know to light two al pidin zachar v'shamor ish v'ishto, or as I saw in the sefer Vavay Hamudim, is connected the two reasons of neir Shabbos. One is for the tikkun of the chidah and the marisha, and the other one is b'sham shalom bayis. So connected the two reasons, we have two neiros. The Arizal said to light seven candles. Mishabur brings the minig to light 10, as is brought down in Maamar Mordechai. Rav Pinchas Karska, as we saw, said 36. There's an inyan also for the husband to learn by those neiros. You know, by neir Chanukah you can't, but by neir Shabbos is an inyan dafka that he should, like we said before, that she gives to him, and then by lighting, by learning by the neir Shabbos, is like he's giving back to her as well. There's a few other things which will just be chayzer on, so I don't forget them, of Tehameha. Tayameha, we said to taste from the food, how much of the food, which food. So some tzaddikim had the inyan to taste from all the foods which were prepared for Shabbos Kodesh. By the Satmar Rebbe and other tzaddikim, they had an inyan dafka by the dogim of Shabbos, to taste the dogim. And the Satmar Rebbe had a very big avodah when it came to the fish on Shabbos. By the Kushnitz of Magid, he would actually make a small suda. He made a small suda called Tayameha. He said, just like you have to leave Shabbos with a small suda called Malavamaka, you have to go into Shabbos with a small suda as well. So there were different minhagim when it came to that. There's also an inyan that the husband, aside from just preparing the candles, he should also light them and then put them out. It's based on a Torah which says so, and in Kabbalah and Pnimiyah there's an inyan that the husband should set it up, light it, put it out, and then the wife should light it herself and keep it that way afterwards. Take a flip on the back over here. There's a story from the Ari HaKadosh that the Ari had a Chavaya, the Kadisha, that there was tremendous shalom with them. You'll see the story inside. And because of a breach in the shalom bias on Erev Shabbos, so that caused the histakos of the Arizal. And this is a very well-known ma'aseh from the Shivchi Ari, and it's a very big push on Erev Shabbos to know that because the Arizal's neshama left this world because of a pagam in shalom bias on Erev Shabbos, so it's a special zeros for that as well. One of the things which is stressed by the halakas near Shabbos is to daven for one's children, for the wife to daven for her husband's success in learning HaTorah, as you'll see on the Zayir on the right column. There's a very nice story here as well from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh that he once told a certain woman who was struggling, who wanted Banim Tzaddikim, he says that you should wash your face every Erev Shabbos with hot water, and then you'll be zeichet to you know, Banim Talmid Chum. She said, what? Just, that's it? She says, I didn't mean with water. I meant to wash your face with tears. That's what I meant. And it doesn't come easy. The Chassam Sefer, he said that his children, that the godless which he had, he says he cried and he cried and he cried. It wasn't l'chinam. As you see here, there's a ma'aseh with the Chazon Ish that there was once a woman, that, a parent who went off the derech, and the grandchildren became from. So the Chazon Ish says that every single tear that a mama cries by her near Shabbos is stored by Kadosh Baruch Hu, and if she doesn't see the Yiddish nachas by her children, she'll see it from her grandchildren. I saw this myself, Reb Chaim Brimzatzal, that I once came with a friend, with a chaver, one of my father's friends, that he himself was a Baal Tshuva. And Reb Chaim Bim says, he says, you know why you're a Baal Tshuva today? Because the Chazon Ish said, he used to tell people, he was himself was a Talmudic of the Chazon Ish. He said, the Chazon Ish used to tell people, he says that the tears of your grandmother is why you're from today. The tears of your grandmother by the Ne'er Shabbos that her children should be from is the reason why you're coming back. It's a very nice visioner on the left, and on the bottom there's also stories. We've run out of time, and I don't want to go any further. But take a look yourself. Take a look yourself. I don't want to push into Rabbi Yoni's gvul. I have to keep shalom bayis here in the koil. So okay, we have a lot to think about, and we should bezeichet that the halakha, which is a very very big avoda. Women have a very big avoda when it comes to that, and we should bezeichet to the Irish Shabbos and to Irish Tzion, B'Bias Kael Tzedek, Minu Amen.